Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Beth and Dyke from Team Bath.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're named as captain for Blue and Gold for 2024. So I suppose the first question is, what does that leadership role mean to you?
It's so exciting. It's an honour to be named as captain. I'm part of the leadership group alongside Kirsty and Lisa for the Blue and Gold this year. It's also really special to be picked by the management team and the players.
And what are you getting already out of that new leadership group?
Yeah, I'm really happy to be working alongside Kirsty and Lisa this year. Kirsty's obviously been at Team Bath for a number of years. She's played all through the pathway and a number of years at Super League. So she really understands the club and what wearing the blue and gold means. And Lisa, the new arrival this year, she's been great. She's just integrated into the squad seamlessly and she brings loads of experience to the group as well.
You'll be looking forward to your second season, obviously just building on what you managed to achieve last season.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the season to start. We've got so much exciting talent in the team. We had some really great performances last year, so we're really looking to build on those and put out more consistent performances this year.
And pre-season's gone all right, hasn't it?
Yeah, pre-season has been awesome. We've had lots of opportunities to build our connections both on and off the court. The vibes have been really good in the group. We've had lots of opportunities to play against other opposition, which really make us think about different things in pre-season. So, yeah, we're really, really looking forward to the first game.
And what has Asha brought to your game?
Asha's been awesome. I loved my season with Team Bath last year. She really celebrates your strengths and wants you to really bring your super strengths to the court. So it's kind of making sure that we're putting those out on court consistently, but also identifying those areas where we can still be a little bit better. Like I said, we really want to improve on last season's position in the league and we want to put out consistent performances this year to do so.
I suppose a lot of fans as well, it would be interesting to find out how Baz is getting on since the move from Sirens last season. So what's she been like? How's she looking in pre-season so far?
Yeah, Baz has been great. She's really settled into the squad really well, really quickly. She's been a great addition to the team. She's a great personality to have off court, but she also offers us a different style in the shooting end, which is great for us as well.
Kadeen's obviously still bringing so much to the side.
Yeah, Kadeen is always bringing lots to the side. She always shares her wide range of experience with the group. And it's also great that she's taken on the player coach role this year. So it's been great to have her still as part of the playing group, but also having kind of her coaching knowledge and expertise shared with us as well.
What's it like being able to share some of your experience with the likes of Sophie and maybe Phoebe as well, the younger members of the team?
Yeah, like I said, we've got so much exciting talent in the group. And yeah, I am one of the older ones in the group now, but I'm loving working with
Sophie. This is where I say, no, get away. No, nonsense.
I am loving working with Sophie, Phoebe and Jada again this year. They've got so much talent. They're so exciting to watch. And we're really fortunate that we get to play together again this year and build on what we started last season.
What do you think of the new Flyhawk kit? Absolutely wonderful. And we're allowed to say that.
Isn't it? It's absolutely amazing. When we had the kit launch day and we all got together, we were so, so happy with the kit. We absolutely loved the dresses. And yeah, the launch itself was just amazing. So we are really excited to put on the dress again, wear it with great pride.
As a group of players, what has Asha said to you about her main aims for 2024?
So she's really, really said to us that she wants us to really celebrate our strengths and put out really consistent performances every week. We want to improve on last season's position in the league, but we have to put out consistent performances every week to do that. I think we had opportunities last year where we were in games for long periods of time and then just fell short at the end. So I think it's just applying ourselves every time with our every times, but the focus has very much been on ourselves, celebrating our strengths, and putting out consistent performances this year.
Maybe a bit of advice as somebody that's never been along to a Team Bath game before?
Yeah, Team Bath fans are amazing. We love playing at the STV in Bath. So if you haven't already been, get your tickets, come and support us. We're really hoping to put on some creative, fun and fast netball. So yeah, get your tickets now. We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
View the full fixtures online and also buy tickets at netball.teambath.com/tickets. Ben, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.